Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard. Happy Thursday, North America. Let's freaking go. Pete the Body, let's freaking rock. Andrew Bogish, good morning, sir. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. From Nova Scotia to the factory of Coca-Cola, Tupelo to a campground roasting marshmallow, at Kalamazoo to Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
Bogey, good morning, good sir. How are you?
Is it Thursday again already? Is this our ninth in a row filling in for our fearless leader?
It certainly feels like it. It's the summer of love. The summer of D.A. continues on here. It is the D.A. show with D.A. having another wraparound weekend, but I can promise you this, Bogish. You will get DA next week on Thursday or Friday if you're listening going, oh, we got the fat guy and the smart guy again here this morning. You will get DA next week because I've bowed out next week. I'll be off next week, and then you're off the following week, so you'll get more DA on a Thursday or Friday. So you'll get you and DA next Thursday and Friday, me and DA the Thursday and Friday after. So it'll be 3 weeks before they see us again doing this. So hello, hello, hello. You look a little disheveled this morning on the Watch DA stream, watchda.com or Twitch. Hop on Twitch, search at CBS Sports Radio. Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA, has us cooking. I do have to admit, you look a little disheveled this morning. Hair's all aflow.
More so than usual?
Pocket tee. Yeah.
I wouldn't say a weird pocket tee. It's just a pocket tee. My hair is mess. My hair in general is a mess.
Interesting. Okay. Well, look,
but
if you want to know what...
Thanks for the start. I'm looking at myself now, and I don't look any more terrible than I would normally look. I mean, I've really let it...
Well...
I've really put my guard down, my standards down here through all of this, because I can't bring myself to do anything of significance, because the headphones make it a mess anyway, so I just add my hair. I still have not cut my hair, by the way, since all of this started. I have reached my breaking point, though. I think the haircut's happening either later today or tomorrow, because now it's just completely untenable. It's down around my ears. It's down. I mean, I'm almost in mullet territory here in the back, so we got to get it reined in a little bit.
Yeah, I would say this, just real quickly. Was that haircut decision just out of you still feel a little about going to a barbershop, or is it just laziness?
It's now leaning towards laziness. It began with, I don't need a haircut that badly. We did one very minor backyard trim along the way just to get it again into some kind of control. And then it became, I don't need to go to a barbershop just yet. Then it became, you might have missed this. It was my Trash Tuesday. It became a spite thing because people were so celebratory of their haircuts, like they had been, let out of a detention camp, and everyone was rushing to get their haircuts. And then I was like, I'm not getting one, but now I need one because now my hair is an embarrassment. And nothing, no matter what I do to it, it just flops down. So I apologize for looking more like crap this morning than usual.
Yeah, so again, watchda.com, Twitch is where you can get us. If you know you're not on your usual great affiliates we have across the country, the radio.com app, search CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM 206. There's really no excuse if you hop out of your area not to find us. You could absolutely find us. But if you want to look like what Bogus looks like, basically, which is a guy who's on the streets, that's what he looks like today. I am still
I don't
my
look homeless.
Thick self. I would
yeah,
say
I don't
you
look
homeless.
Homeless.
But you look couch surfering ish, if that makes sense.
All right, I'll take that. I mean, this is a shirt.
You look like if you didn't have friends, you'd be homeless. That's what you'd look like.
So just the fact that people like me would save me from being homeless?
Yes.
Is that
to
where
give
we're
you,
going
give
here?
You a hot bowl of soup, huh. A shower, and a couch. Yes, absolutely.
You know, I ran the comb through my hair. This is a fresh shirt, not the one I slept in. It was very, very loosely ironed, which is another thing because I think my iron doesn't work because I can still see some wrinkles in the return feed. So, again, I really do appreciate you starting this off with a takedown of my physical appearance. That's really a strong start for us today.
We got to get the day cooking, man. We got to get the day cooking. We got to get off and flowing. We got to get rolling. There is plenty to get into in the show, despite the fact that our first 5 minutes have been spent on Bogus' disheveled look. The NBA season has continued on. Greg Popovich, very, very high praise for Nikola Jokic. And are the Nuggets a team that can make the NBA Finals? We'll discuss that a little bit later on in the show. Plus, obviously, Bogus will have you covered with things like Max Scherzer's injury. We have Jon Gruden doing one of the weirdest things that Jon Gruden's ever done, which is saying a lot. We will have some football talk with Sam Monson, Pro Football Focus, who we love. The old Ireland expert comes back, and we'll do that. Plus, I want to look golf today. Bryson DeChambeau, talking about not looking disheveled, is now looking so good he's having allegations hurled at him. Are those fair? We have that to get into, plus your Canadian bacon. We'll sizzle around the day on the ice, and it was upset city on the ice, Bogus. We have plenty of hockey to get into, this date and mothership. History, sound check, the whole nine. Look, we're here. We got the DA show covered. Your epic fail at the end of the show. James Boccioni, executive producer today. But we do begin on the floor, on the old hardwood, as they say, in Orlando's bubble, another night of, performance from a big team. And it's starting to become an underlying theme here in the leads of the DA show. You know, we talked about the Celtics, and what's up with the Celtics? Why do they get a pass when they look like garbage and lose to the Brooklyn Nets? They destroyed the Brooklyn Nets last night. It was the Bucks who lost to the Brooklyn Nets. That was another team who looked like garbage. But yes, the Celtics have been The Raptors seem to be the only team that keeps humming along. But last night now, we got a taste of the Lakers. Yes, 30 minutes from LeBron James. Another 28 from Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis only scores 9 points last night. And the Lakers in the third quarter basically fall apart and have the Thunder look like rolling thunder right through them. So what is with all the big teams just looking so blasé in Orlando through 1 week of action? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
The Lakers and the Clippers, you know, when they get back to full strength and flow of how they were during the course of the year, I mean, you know, those teams are terrific. But I think in this situation, a lot of things could happen, you know, because of the uncertainty of all this and how much time everybody's had off.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
That's Billy Donovan, Thunderhead coach, after a 105-86 win over the Lakers last night. And let me just start here, Bogus. I think that what Howard Beck told us a week ago is starting to reign true for a lot of these teams, and that is, as much as we're excited to have the NBA, as much as it looks great on national TV, as much as we're getting Mike Breen and Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan calling these games and they feel important, a lot of these big teams, I think, just seem to be treating them like they are glorified scrimmages and as if they are not important, especially the Lakers, who have locked up that one seed. LeBron scores 19 points last night to go with his 11 rebounds. Anthony Davis scores 9 points. But it's not as if these guys pushed it to play 40 minutes in the game. They played 30. They played 29. We saw the Milwaukee Bucks basically shut down Middleton and Giannis after the first half versus the Nets. And we've seen some load management from the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George having their minutes limited, as well as some of the Celtics stars. So I don't know that this would be the case when Billy Donovan says anything goes, basically, and you know, these guys, there's a long layoff. I feel like if we had jumped right into the postseason and didn't have this 8-game regular season, I still think we would see the best of the Lakers specifically because LeBron would will them that way. I'm not sure the Bucks or Celtics have earned that right, if you will, to feel that way or look that way. But load management, as we did question a week ago, has certainly been a part of this and some flatness as well. So I'm not hitting the panic button on any of these teams just yet, but it's just disappointing, and it does at least leave the interesting eye open to wonder when this postseason does begin, I guess in 2 weeks now, will there actually be a chance for upsets in the NBA playoffs when there usually is not? Usually chalk holds. I don't know, Bogish. I seem to think chalk will eventually hold, and then this is just a matter of some glorified exhibitions that have us overanalyzing. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And this is where we started the show yesterday as well. And then I did a sports minute off of it. I mean, it's impossible to know almost anything about these teams because almost all of them are just killing time until the postseason. Because seeding doesn't matter because there's no home court. So I don't think anybody really cares about where a potential game seven might be in rounds 2, 3, or 4 because you don't have to worry about playing at Staples Center or in Milwaukee or wherever it may be. The only race that matters is for the 8th spot in the West, even because the East is basically done. The Nets and Magic just need to win one more game, or have the Wizards lose one more game, and there's no possibility for even that play-in scenario. So this is all of them just going through the paces, and we got tricked because, you know, we went off the air last Thursday after talking to Howard Beck before all these games started with, well, we're not going to, this is going to be boring for 2.5 weeks because no one really cares and they're basically scrimmages. And then we got two competitive games and went, oh, okay, well, maybe they're going to care. And then I think our expectation changed a little bit, but the only expectation is these guys care when it matters. The Lakers cared to beat the Clippers. Then they had a crap game because it didn't matter. Then they cared again because they needed to wrap up number one in the West, and they won that game. And then last night, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, it just, that game means nothing. Nothing can change for the Lakers the rest of the way here. So unless you think that they're not going to refine their offense and their shooting stroke, then there's no cause for concern because no one, they just can't physically and mentally be there 100% because they know in their heart of hearts that they just need to survive these games. So I don't really know anything that matters. I mean, I think the Raptors matter. I think Fred VanVleet playing well matters. But that list is really short. All the other things that you're seeing negative-wise, to me, are just chalked up to the fact that these guys know that there's nothing to gain right now. Sure, you open yourself up to the danger of not being able to flip the switch, but I don't really think that's a concern either because round one, especially in the East, should be fairly easy for these teams to really find their stride for the following rounds when it gets that much more difficult.
Yeah, I agree with you on the East. The only thing I will say about the Lakers, and I know this is kind of go against my initial point and your point, is they do miss Avery Bradley on the defensive end. There were moments last night through the Thunder offense where you saw Chris Paul humming along, and you know that would be a spot where Bradley would be locking down. And look, Deion Waiters is just not going to play the same defense that Avery Bradley has. But again, ultimately, the NBA is a star-studded league with 5 people on the court, and the stars win out and find a way to win every single year. It's been the story of our entire lives, from Jordan to Kobe to LeBron to the Warriors to the Spurs to everything we have seen. Star-studded teams find a way to prevail. And I don't think a bubble where you can't play doubles ping pong and everybody's interacting by the pool and giving tips on how to beat this team and how to beat that team is ultimately going to change much. I think when the lights come on the brightest and the virtual fans cheer the loudest, we will still find the Lakers and Clippers in the Western Conference Final. I believe so, although that might set up in a little bit of a miss what our top of the next hour is going to be, where we talk about the Denver Nuggets a bit. But yes, I think last night when people on Twitter are freaking out going, wow, look at the Thunder roll, I can't believe this out of the Lakers. And if you really did have that take, just listen to that Billy Donovan clip we did play at the top of the show here to start the cold open, because at no point in that clip did I hear Billy Donovan actually say, hey, why are you asking about the Lakers or Clippers? Don't count us out. You know, this is, you know, 1-8, anybody could win, which in any other sport, you'd hear a head coach boasting their team so proudly, talking about, no, we're in this, we're contenders, But even in the NBA, a Billy Donovan with a good team, if they're just beating the Lakers, says, no, you know, give the Clippers and Lakers time. And to me, that just sums it up and says it all. Even these NBA coaches are so self-aware, Bogish.
Well, I actually appreciate it, because sometimes, and you need this skill to convince yourself you have a chance to win when you don't. And I don't think that Billy Donovan is giving up on his Thunder, because they actually have been one of the best stories of this season. Because you look at that roster, and this all began with Chris Paul and the trade and him not even wanting to be there. Then he seemed to begrudgingly be there, and they've had a really, really good season, and the win yesterday puts them even with Houston for fifth in the West. So, you know, they're going to push people, but I think that also ends up playing in the Lakers and the Clippers' favor, because they are going to get, even, you know, even the Lakers, let's just say for argument's sake, the Blazers end up as the 8th seed. You know, the Lakers then begin their first real games against Lillard and McCollum and Nurkic, and I think the Lakers survive that, obviously, but right out of the gate, they need to up the ante and get themselves, you know, mid-season form, late-season form, to use the cliche. So, you know, it's the West depth almost becomes a negative to a certain extent, because I think it makes the Lakers and the Clippers and anybody else really lift up their game immediately. Because if there's going to be a first round or an early round upset, it's going to come from the West. It's not going to come from the East, because those last three or four teams in the, or the last three teams really in the East are super shaky.
855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. Twitter is hot today. That's right. The tweets are hot. At Andrew Bogus.
Already?
No. I'm just hoping they will be. I'm going to tell you guys that our Twitters are hot. So come tweet at us your thoughts. We'll get to them throughout the show. At Andrew Bogus. He spells it weird. There's a C with an S and an H. You got to find it. Find me at Mraz CBS, M-R-A-Z-C-B-S. And your phone number, of course, 855-212-4227. That number again is 855-212-4CBS. As I mentioned, watch DA with Cap. We got Pete the Body back at the shop, and James Boccioni's in the house. We have a fun little morning ahead. When we come back, is the Big Ten giving a middle finger to all of us saying there won't be college football? A schedule is set with dates and all. We discuss next on the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It's new on CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It is a throwback Thursday on the DA Show. And remember, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now, Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. It's me, Mraz, with Bogus. It's the DA Show as DA's summer weekends continue. What lake will he pop out on now? What big fish will he catch now? I'm sure you can follow it all on his Instagram, at Damon Amendo. Did you see the stupid fish he caught, Bogus?
The stupid fish, the stupid grin. I mean, he's like the great outdoorsman all of a sudden. Nomad's going to have a different lake theme now. Which fish can I catch as I wander around the country?
You know, and I do have to say, you know, as I sound like Hurricane Jen, you know, I do have to say, it is a little hypocrisy at a DA when it comes to social media pictures. I mean, he has had this long-standing fight against dogs, against plates of food, most recently babies, just too many pictures of kids. You know, it's almost like anything he doesn't post is the worst, but we need, you know, him holding the fish, him holding the IPA, him with the sunsets. Like, you know, what is it? How many sunset pictures do I need of DA over a lake? Or in his backyard, the big green grass. Here's me baiting a hook. We need all of that, but you know, don't ever post a picture of a labradoodle. You made spaghetti meatballs, don't show it off. You have a beautiful child, how dare you? It is, you know, for all the things he crushes me for social media, it's kind of funny how he gets to write the rules of what goes and what doesn't on Instagram, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we all kind of, I think, can lose self-awareness at times, pointing fingers when we're doing the same exact thing. But yeah, you're right. His labradoodle is a large mouth bass that he just pulled out of a lake in the Adirondacks. and we'll get different men majestic and clearly like attempting to be professionally taking pictures. So that's what his trade-off is. And like we, all of these things that he actually has crushed you for too, he has even directly crossed off of his list and started doing no dog pictures. Well, I got a cat. Here comes some cat pictures.
Right.
And if there's ever a baby DA, then that baby DA is going to be over everything, selling merchandise, pumping up the show, Target Demo Friday icons, those all over the place.
Yeah, he'll have koozies that look like diapers with his baby's face on it. There's no doubt about it. So if you listen to the show and you love us all, or maybe you hate us all, maybe you hate me and you love DA, maybe you love DA, hate Bogus.
That's the same thing.
Love me? Yes. Mostly it comes back to hating me. Whatever it is, just know that our big fearless leader, DA, is quite the HY Pakrit when it comes to Instagram. Now.
Is that a thing? HY Pakrit?
Do you know what that means?
I've never heard that. I mean, I do, but I've never heard it said before. Is that...
Yeah.
Have you used that before?
Of course. HY Pakrit.
Okay.
That's what the kids are saying these days. That's like saying it's lit. Or Zeke saying
say
it's
so.
Faded. It's HY Pakrit. So I'm just, look, we're on Twitch now. I'm trying to be young again. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all
one of us has to be.
Speaking of being young and being in college, maybe even being dumb, the Big Ten has set a conference slate, a 10-game schedule here. Bogus, let me just start before I give you the, you know, meandering ins and outs of the schedule. I did say last week, with the way these colleges have begun to talk, my feeling of, I guess now 3 weeks ago, what was 2 weeks ago, of no shot that we get college football. I think there's a chance we get it in the spring, but it's just not going to happen if you don't have kids on campus. And I said last week, I'm starting to think they're going to find a way to play college football because there's too much money to be lost. And now after the Big Ten, and your excuse last time was, remember, they're making a schedule, but they're not giving you dates. Now we have dates out of the Big Ten beginning Labor Day weekend. And let me just say, this schedule coming out, it may be wrong. It may be unethical. Bogues, I think at least the Big Ten, and I think once the Big Ten does, the SEC is going to and the ACC is going to, and then who knows about the Big 12 and the Pac-12. We're getting college football in some way, shape, or form. Not everybody's going to be UConn here or Division II or Division III. We're getting college football, and I think the Big Ten is sending that message to us, or at least we're going to attempt to start this season, and they pray for the best that they finish it.
Well, I mean, I said this last week, and I don't think it was an excuse. It's the same thing now. Like, this doesn't guarantee anything. There's no reason for them not to give us a schedule. And if you want to get geeked up about who your team is playing, or, you know, circling when your Rutgers matchup is so you know you're going to get a win somewhere along the way in the Big Ten, like, you can do all of that. But them giving us a schedule, even as, you know, completely detailed as this was yesterday and telling us all the ins and outs, and here's how we can, you know, adjust, and we can take weeks 1 and 2 and put them in the back, and we moved up Michigan and Ohio State so that if we have to reschedule it, there's plenty of time on the back end of the season to reschedule it. But all of that is just paperwork. It's all, and it's okay to have goals, and they should, again, put this out there, but it does not guarantee anything, and it doesn't change the general outlook and everything. I mean, I think it's asking a lot for them to be on the field now in less than a month. The first Big Ten game on this schedule is September 3rd. I think it's Ohio State and Illinois early in Labor Day weekend. And then there's a game on Friday and then a full slate on Saturday. But it doesn't, I don't think it means really anything, because even their commissioner in the release yesterday said, there's no guarantee we play all of these games or any of them. So they've got a schedule, but it, in the end, it's just, it's not up to them whether or not they get to play it.
So I agree that you can't guarantee anything, and I think that's just the overall scope of 2020 and coronavirus and anything that's come along with this year, is there are no guarantees at all. Everything does change week to week. But I will say, when you plan a schedule that begins on Labor Day weekend, and we are now almost into the double-digit numbers of August, we're on August 6th, so we're a couple days away from August 10th, my assumption would be it would have been very easy to release that schedule to start a week or 2 weeks after that at this point, but to have Labor Day weekend on paper, and I know that's the key, it's on paper, at this stage in August tells me, I mean, Bogus, they don't, I would assume they don't see any reason why they don't play at least Labor Day weekend. Now, let me just say, the flexibility here, a part of the schedule, is something I do like and I do appreciate, and I do think shows the difference between football and why everybody's trying to compare it to baseball. Each team in the Big Ten will have 2 open weeks, and the schedule has 4 weeks built in to reschedule games. So, again, that is like kind of like calculating Jock alone. So if each team has 2 weeks, how do they have 4 weeks built in? But that is because you're also getting a league-wide open date on November 28th, which I believe is Thanksgiving weekend. And also, it allows the pushback of any of the games set to take place on Labor Day weekend, which I think is important, to be moved to September 12th, September 19th, or September 26th through, quote, strategic sequencing, which would mean your opening game, if you wanted to have that full opening week the way it's aligned, could be played on any of those dates. And then, you know, you figure it out because I guess of the way they've matched up teams that you could switch this opponent and that opponent. The regular season is set to wrap on November 21st if everything went off with a hitch, and they give you the pushback week and get you a conference championship on December 5th, and they also can move this back to as late as December 19th. So I know that was a mouthful, I know that was a lot, but there's a lot of wiggle room, and I think that's important from this standpoint. Like we've already seen on a lot of these college teams throughout the spring, if any of them have gathered, you hear numbers like 30 people have tested positive for coronavirus. It's not the 7 people on the Cardinals, that's not Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell on the Jazz. I mean, that is upwards of a lot of your team when you have 30 people, and I think to expect that not to be the case again in college football would be dumb. So I think when you have this much flexibility, Bogish, it's different in baseball for this standpoint. Baseball's every day, right? The schedule keeps humming along. The Marlins played those 3 games and then got shut down, and the rest of Major League Baseball went on with their lives and played another 5 games. And then it becomes, well, how the heck do you make that all that up? And then it becomes winning percentage for the playoffs. But in football, by playing once a week, with the, you know, if you will, 2-week incubation of, I don't know why I'm putting that in quotes, they said it's 2 weeks for this coronavirus to show, you could take a week off, reset everything, and then it'd be 2 weeks since your last game. Like, that is on the table, and the Big Ten is giving you that wiggle room. That does continue to give me hope that we are going to get this, because it's not an everyday sport, and there is wiggle room where you could push stuff back and you're not worrying about forfeits.
Sure, I mean, there's wiggle room, but there's also then, to continue the baseball comparison, at some point you have to play a game, right? And now what if there are still 25, you know, Michigan Wolverine players that can't play yet, that are not cleared to play? You don't have a 90, 100, 200-player player pool where you can now sweep in a half a new team like the Marlins did to get back on the field this week. So I think the baseball comparison to me is not about like schedule mechanics. It's about how fast one mistake or two mistakes can compromise everything. Like that, we had 2 baseball teams out of 30 in some way, shape, or form go astray of the rules, and they both got overrun by this virus. And the Marlins missed 8 days, and the Cardinals are hoping to play again now tomorrow against the Cubs. So if you just kind of extrapolate that out over the amount of college football teams across the country and maybe the irresponsibility at a higher level, because now we're talking about teenagers, not grown men, and guys who are not getting paid or are getting paid, and guys who are around frat houses and sorority houses and campus parties. I mean, Rutgers here in New York has been shut down, or in the middle of a 2-week shutdown, because they had guys go to a party and now there's 30 players or more around that number that have it. Like, that to me is going to happen. It's going to repeat itself around college football. And then we're in the same conversation where we were with baseball, is teetering on competitive balance and having, you know, can we make a team play with its 40 worst players? And does that, you know, is it fair that Ohio State plays Michigan, whatever, you know, I'm just grabbing names. I play you when you're falling apart because of this virus, but then somebody else plays you when you're back at full strength later in the season. I won early, the other team lost. How do you compare those two? Like, that is the, that remains to me the one that you can't answer with any real schedule mechanics. Like, it just can get to a point where it's not fixable and not salvageable. I hope it never gets there, but you can't, to me, at some point, there's no way to fix it. And I hope that college football never gets there, but there's going to be some hiccups, and I hope that all of these little windows and groupings make it easy for them to figure out how to get us to the finish line in some order of games.
I agree wholeheartedly with you. I don't think there's any way that you won't have a team ravaged, because kids are going to be kids, and 19-year-olds are going to be 19-year-olds, and that's exactly what's going to happen. But I do think If you go by, you know, everything we've seen with two-week guidelines, if, you know, becomes ravaged the day before a game, you know, and even if you got 8 days before the next game, I would hope that the testing is in place and the quarantine immediately would happen for these guys to know who's eligible and who's not. But as you bring up competitive balance, how far do they push it? But the Big Ten gave us dates. They gave us dates, and it seems like they have a target. I am actually stunned to a news that Labor Day weekend is on there, but even as the commissioner pointed out, there is flexibility throughout the weeks of September. But if you were very pessimistic, as I was a month ago about college football, even if you were optimistic about the NFL, I don't know if optimism is even the right word for college football, because something about college football and kids not being allowed to campus while playing college football, it does make me a little queasy. It does, I'm not going to lie. It just seems shady, and it just shows how much it's all about money when it comes to these things. Even if that's the case, if you just want to throw that all away and care about games, it certainly feels like they're going to try to push through and give us college football games. How it ends on the other end, I have no idea. But dates are at least in place for one conference. And if they're in place for one conference, I don't think you're going to see Alabama, Auburn, and the rest of the SEC sit it out while Ohio State and Michigan are going to play either. So plenty to keep your eye on. And Bogus, from that point, I think we do have an update to start the show here.
Yeah, might as well. And this one is sponsored by the PGA. Don't miss the first major of 2020. The PGA Championship begins later today at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Tune in on ESPN, CBS, Westwood One, or Sirius XM.
Voila!
The makeshift Miami Marlins are 3-for-3, by the way, in their return from their COVID outbreak. Those three wins over the last 2 days in Baltimore. Two of them came yesterday. 1-0, then 2-1. Brian Anderson drove in two of those three Miami runs.
Obviously, in a short season, you want to get off to a great start. And, you know, it's just happened to be us right now. You know, our pitching has just been outstanding. And then from an offensive standpoint, it's just making sacrifices here or there and move a guy over, just try to find a way to score some runs, and occasionally it comes with the long ball.
So his team is now 5-1 overall. The Cubs are 10-2, matching them with an .833 win percentage. Chicago's 6-1 victory last night in KC. The Giants.
And by the way, this is bogus. Exactly what I got crushed for, and I understand why. Why I painted the picture of a committee like college football when it comes to Major League Baseball, because this is Major League Baseball's worst nightmare. I don't think the Marlins are going to keep up and play, you know, out of their minds and have one loss the rest of the year. But if they play well enough that they are, you know, in that mix for one of those last two spots, even if they're not one of the top two teams in the division, if they're right there to get the 7 or the 8 seed in Major League Baseball and they end up playing 8 less games than that other team and we go on winning percentage and it's a sliver of a point away, how could it happen? How could they be in the playoffs then playing that less amount of games? It's going to be a sticky situation. Baseball needs to start rooting hard for Marlins losses here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that their forethought here was we can see it through the decision to have the top two teams in each division get in no matter what. Now, it has also, as I look through the standings, it has opened up the door for a crappy second place team getting in when it shouldn't. Like, the Brewers right now are 4-5, but they're in second place in the NL
right.
Central because the Pirates are terrible, and the Reds have been scuffling despite being such a sexy pick when we're breaking down the season originally back in February and then when the actual season began last month. But, you know, back to the Marlins, they're in first place in the NL East right now at 5-1. Then the Braves at 8-5. So the Braves are going to, you know, if the season ended today, the Braves would be in with three more wins but a worse win percentage. So maybe that saves us. But also, too, you know, I know the difference is large right now. There's a 6-game play difference between those two. But if the Marlins get to the end of this and they've played, you know, 55 games to the Braves 60, Sean, I don't know how much, you know, at that point you have to just accept them for what they are, right? I mean, like, it might not make sense and it might be a little confusing. But if they play 55 good games, I can't really hold it against them.
You're probably right, and I can't even focus on what you're saying because now I just realized you switched to a tie. You were wearing a tie with your disheveled T-shirt here on WatchDA.com. He did not like not taken seriously. I give him credit. He knows how to tie a tie. I still need my father to tie my tie, so that's a heck of a job by you.
I feel like you might be a guy who has, like, a suit and a tie that you wear for all occasions, not choices of suits and ties.
I have about four ties. I have one suit. And I have about five shirts. So that's kind of my catalog. The shirts and the ties somehow get mismatched and mixed up, and that's what makes it look like I have different suits. But that pants and jacket you see, the same pants and jacket I've been wearing for the last 5 years.
Back to baseball last night. The Giants down the Rockies 4-3. The Brewers beat the White Sox 1-0. Colorado and Chicago were on six-game winning streaks. A season-low 86 points for those Lakers yesterday at Disney World. The first game this season, they never led. They lose 105-86 to the Thunder. Then the Celtics smack the misfit Nets 149-115, preventing Brooklyn from clinching a playoff spot. The NCAA yesterday finally set some guidelines for its division that they must meet to play any sports this fall. And almost immediately, Divisions 2 and 3 canceled their fall championships, not necessarily entire seasons, but most of their member student schools have called off the fall semester of sports. Among the requirements for schools is the ability for players to opt out for COVID concerns and keep their scholarships. The NCAA is also creating phone and email hotlines for reporting schools that are breaking rules. Meanwhile, the college football playoff will make its selections on December 20th instead of the 6th, since so many conference championship games have been pushed deeper into December. The Buffalo Bills have reportedly tweaked the contract of new receiver Stephon Diggs. He's getting another $3.3 million for the coming season, raising his total to $14.8 million, and his guarantee for next season jumps to $11 million. The trade-off, though, is slightly less cash in 2022 and 23. Playoff hockey, the Blackhawks, a third-period rally for a 4-3 win and a 2-1 series lead on Edmonton. The Canadiens also up 2-1 after a 4-3 decision over the Penguins, and Colorado blanked Dallas 4-0 to improve to 2-0 in round-robin play, which is determining the top four seeds in each conference. And again, we finally have major golf today. PGA Championship beginning at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Tony Finau is the first big name to tee off this morning, 7:27 local time. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Justin Thomas start at 8:33 Pacific. Shawnee, back to you.
Simply magical.
All right, focus when we come back. This Dayton Mothership history, and it does involve our lead story of the Lakers today. What is it? What does that mean? How did I just tease that? It all comes up next. It's This Dayton Mothership history on the DA Show.
Come one, come all, step inside. It's This Date in Mothership History.
Bogus, we go back to August the 6th, 2019. By my math of Jock Alone's, that's 1 year ago today. 1 year ago we were talking LeBron James. But it wasn't about winning in a bubble. It was about his casting as the next big remake movie. It's This Date in Mothership History.
He's going to do movies like that. I think he's going to be an action movie guy.
No. You think action movie guy?
Yeah, I think he's going to have he's going to vary. He's done some of the comedy, but I think you'll see him muscular in some action movies, sure.
Like a Jim Brown Dirty Dozen type.
Yeah, or even a Schwarzenegger. Like, you might get LeBron the Terminator.
LeBron's not going to be the Terminator.
Why not? They redo all these other movies. You could totally see LeBron as the Terminator.
I'm a cybernetic organism, living tissue over a metal endoskeleton.
I think that's very key for her.
Bothers me in the face.
I can't.
I can. LeBron is the Terminator?
Mark it down right
Lasers
now.
Lasers coming out of his eyes?
There will be a remake of the Terminator within the next decade, and LeBron will be the star.
Oh, wow. That is the boldest take ever on this show.
35 years from now, you reprogrammed me to be your protector here.
Bothers me that I didn't make enough plays down the stretch.
Get more. This Saturday
Look at
morning,
this. How
2
many,
a.m. Eastern.
How many different remakes of these movies come out all the time? You're telling me when you get LeBron and he's a muscular dude like that, we're not going to get him in a Terminator?
No, we're not.
That's like the most obvious. You could see it coming a mile away.
How is it not Gronk? But Gronk jumping from like a moving train to a moving dump truck makes sense. Not LeBron.
Why? Have you seen the block a couple years ago? The guy flies through the air.
He's not whether he can do it or not. It's whether he wants to.
My database does not encompass the dynamics of human peer bonding.
He will. LeBron will be the Terminator.
Freeman, not The Rock.
He will be the Terminator. Within the next decade, you will get a Terminator remix with LeBron as the star. He's already in L.A. We've already redone 100 movies and not the Terminator. It makes sense. It makes too much sense for you guys to mock me. This isn't Where Will the Salt Go. LeBron will be the Terminator.
I do not see a choice.
You know, of course this stuff bothers me.
I just love the idea that you've gotten that specific. Not like he might do action movies. He might be the A-Team. He might do Transformers. You're like, no, absolutely he's the Terminator within 10 years.
Because just, I mean, we got a new Top Gun coming out. We had a new Ghostbusters
coming out. Tom Cruise.
It's in your nature to destroy yourselves.
Not with Steve
Ghostbusters Kerr. Wasn't Bill Murray. I mean, come on here. You're going to get a LeBron as the Terminator and deal with it.
No, LeBron's doing buddy movies.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now, there's a couple quick backstory VH1 pop-up video parts to this that should be brought up. Almost within 2 months, a new Terminator was released last year, and the commercials popped up, and my timeline was flooded. Did you know there was a new Terminator? I didn't know that they were going to use a bullet on the new Terminator. LeBron was not in it. Now, I still give myself a 10-year window and a 10-year out. And the point still stands. LeBron going to L.A. to start that movie career. We saw him in that Amy Schumer movie. And, I think LeBron is going to end up doing some action movies, and I think the Terminator is a perfect role for him. I still don't understand why that was so crazy. He's jacked up. He could do a lot of crazy things. He could point lasers out of his eyes. I think LeBron, that's a perfect role for him. And I have 10 years for now, another Terminator reboot, Bogic. So, but I do love, if you listen back to that clip, how I went from, I could see him in like a Terminator role to within a minute of you guys poking me, I guarantee that he'll be the Terminator in 10 years.
You said it makes too much sense to disagree with you. But as DA pointed out, you're making a very specific declaration that A, they are going to remake Terminator again. And forgive me for not seeing Terminator Dark Fate last year, which still had Arnold in it, by the way. But they're going to remake it again, and they're going to put LeBron into it because he wants to be an action star. I wish you would walk this back just a little bit, because it's still, despite your argument, makes almost no sense. I mean, again, I've never spoken to LeBron about his movie desires, but it doesn't seem like he's going to put any kind of war paint on his face, pick up an AK-47, and start shooting robots or aliens, whatever comes his way, in Terminator. It's just not happening. Is he going to be in movies? Yes. Is he ever going to be the star of any movie? I don't think so. And if he is, it's not going to be another Terminator redux.
Well, hold on here. John Cena has been the star of movies. Tell me LeBron can't be the star of movies? I mean, I got John Cena writing children's books on Ellen this week. He absolutely, if you're LeBron, you can up John Cena and you could be the star.
I actually think
John
LeBron
Cena
has a kid's book coming
my
out,
guys,
too.
Big time
right,
wrestler.
John Cena, my guy.
Big time wrestler.
Did you say you bought the book, Bogus? The children's
no,
book?
No, I just think LeBron has a children's book coming out. I feel like I've seen a picture of this. Or there's some recent LeBron children's book connection, whether he like officially promoted one or like actually wrote it or his company published it. I feel like there's something like that along those lines.
And that's another thing, Bogus. Everybody's gotten us, a zillion books to read to the baby. As you can imagine, I haven't read a single one to her.
Of course, they're too hard for you.
And it's, how many times do I need, the Mouse with the Cookie book or Mama Llama Red Pajama? Where are these LeBron and John Cena books finding their way to my house when everybody gets here? Where are these even being sold? John Cena, LeBron, he's finding his way to a movie. And I think it's probably going to be the Terminator. I still stand by that a year later. I guess I'm on the clock for 9 years left of that. So
correct.
I'd like to restart the clock at 10 now, but I'll hold to my word. We got 9 years for yet another, maybe Dark Fate 2. Maybe that's where we get LeBron in this.
So way to get a load of me.
It should also be noted that off of the stupid tie conversation, Kaplan has chimed in, the Wizard of Watch, he is saying it's not shocking not to tie a tie. And I do want to make this declaration. If my father passes, which I hope happens well after LeBron is the Terminator, I will never wear a tie again like Bogus is wearing on Watch DA, because if he is not there to tie it, I'm going to feel like an idiot asking anybody else to tie my tie. So that's it for ties for me if my father is no longer on this earth.
And then what happens if there's a Sean Jr. someday? Who's going to teach him how to tie a tie if you never learn? Like, maybe you should take this time to learn how to do it from Bob the Deli Man.
Well, this is why I've been painting for sweatpants and stuff to become more regularized in workplace settings so we can ditch ties altogether. Just like hockey did. Now you have overtime losses and shootouts. I'm looking to ditch ties as well in the real world. When we come back, Bogish, is there a sleeper that we're not counting in the West? Greg Popovich has some high praise. The Dank Nuggies? It's the CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.